Well, great to see you all, and thank you for having me here today.
很高兴见到大家，也谢谢大家今天请我在这里 跟大家讲到。
We're going to today look at John 11.
我们今天要看约翰福音第十一章。
It's really the climax of John's gospel.
这里真是这个约翰福音里面的一个高潮的地方。
The greatest miracle in many ways.
这里可以说是神迹里面最大的一个。
It's quite a long but very interesting story.
这虽然是很长篇，但是很有趣的故事。
What did you notice as we read it?
当大家看的时候，你注意到些什么东西呢？
As I read it, I was struck by three things.
当我看的时候，我有三件事情打动我。
Why the delay?
为什么这个延迟？
Jesus could have come and visited his friend earlier. Why the delay?
耶稣可以来看他的探望他的朋友早一点来，为什么会延迟了呢？
Secondly,
第二方面，
Why Jesus' sad feelings?
为什么耶稣感到很悲伤呢？
When he would raise Lazarus anyway.
他知道他可以叫拉撒路复活。
And thirdly,Who is Jesus showing himself to be?
第三方面，耶稣是谁？他在这里要表展示他是一个怎么样子的情况呢？
What do we learn ourselves in this episode?
我们自己在当中，我们又可以学习到什么东西呢？
So, firstly, let's have a look at those things. Let's firstly look at Jesus' timing.
第一，我们要看一看耶稣的时间。
You notice the delay there in verse 17, John 11 verse 17.
在十一章十七节这里讲到。
So, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days.
耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
For whatever the reason, Jesus had delayed. He wanted to go back to Judea.
不知道为什么原因，耶稣是延迟了，他要回去犹大地这个地方，但是他也延迟了。
If you just look back at verse 7 and 8,
我们再看第七到第八节的时候呢。
Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea."
他告诉他的门徒说，让我们回去犹大城。
But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you're going back there?
这些门徒说，那些人要用石头打你，你还回去吗？
But Jesus determined, so he waits for 3 days.
但是耶稣已经确定了，他等了三天。
Now there was an idea among the Jews at that time that the spirit would hover over the body, over a dead body for 3 days.
当时的犹太人呢，有一个迷信哦，他们认为呢，死了的人，他们的灵魂在会在上面盘旋三天的。
And it's not just the disciples who are concerned about Jesus' delay.
不单单是这些门徒，他们关心到耶稣的延迟。
Martha rebukes Jesus in the same way.
这个马大呢，也这里投诉耶稣同样的情况。
Martha said, "Jesus, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died."
马大埋怨说，耶稣，如果你在这里的话，我的兄弟必不死。
Now Martha had got the timing wrong before.
马大之前呢，也把这个时间方面，他也有做了一个错的事情。
And so she gets a mild rebuke from Jesus on what's most important.
他耶稣对马大做了一个很轻微的这个责备。
The signs in John's gospel show that he is working according to God's timetable.
在这里耶稣说他是照着父神的旨意时间来工作。
At the wedding at Cana, Jesus said to his mother, "My time has not yet come."
在迦南的婚宴里面，他对他的母亲玛利亚说，我的时间还没有到。
Jesus works according to God's timeline and according to God's will.
在耶稣是照着神的旨意，照着神的时间表来工作。
And it concerns his life and his death.
是关系到他的生和死。
Now one day,
有一天，
you and I will learn that God's timing is perfect.
我们会学到神的时间是最完美的。
Our lives and our deaths are in God's hands.
我们的死或者我们的生是在神的手里面。
Now, since Jesus is the light of the world,
因为耶稣就是世界的光。
The secret to an effective life is to walk in the light.
这个秘密哈，这有一个有效的生命。这个秘密呢，就要走在光明当中。
According to His timing,
是要照着神的时间表。
Now, most of us feel fairly busy.
大部分我们都感到很忙。
Yeah, too busy.
太忙了。
You and I, if we are to be effective,
你跟我，如果我们的生命要有用的话呢？
If we are going to do what God wants us to do when God wants us to do it,
如果我们要做一些神要我们做的事情，而且是依照神的时间去做的话呢？
We need to walk according to God's timing.
那么我们就要走在神的时间表里面。
And ask ourselves, does God mean for me to be doing this now?
我们就要问自己，这个是不是神要我走在这个时间表里面的事情吗？
It's good to audit our lives and trust His timing.
我们有需要要检视我们自己的生命，然后要走在神的时间表里面。
The second thing I want you to notice is Jesus' feelings.
第二样我要大家知道的就是耶稣的感受。
Thanks, Leo. Next slide.
我们下一张黄灯片。
Have a look at verse 35.
我们看看第三十五节。
It's the shortest verse in the Bible and the most poignant.
Yeah, 在这里呢，就是最短的一个经节。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
You have a look again in verse 33.
我们再看三十三节。
When Jesus saw Mary weeping,And the Jews who'd come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
耶稣看见玛利亚哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，他心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
He's deeply moved in his spirit.
他心灵上深深地受到感动了。
It's more than empathy.
是多过一个同情的心。
Jesus is confronting death itself.
耶稣正在对抗死亡这件事情。
Death is the object of Jesus' anger.
死亡是耶稣愤怒的原因。
Death itself is why tears of sympathy fill his eyes.
死亡使到耶稣的眼睛里面充满了泪水。
Jesus grieves death.
耶稣为死亡来哭泣。
As Calvin says,
正如卡林所说的
I'm going to read a quote which you may not have, but anyway, as a champion who prepares for a contest,
好像一个要竞赛的人，他正在要为了拿冠军，他在哪里竞赛？
Jesus' tears well up.
耶稣的眼泪充满了眼球
As the violent tyranny of death.
因为这个萨利呢充满了这个当时的情况
which he had to conquer
他需要去面对
is placed before his eyes
是这个萨路在发生在他的眼前
sorry And what John does is he uncovers here for us the heart of Jesus.
约翰所做的呢，就是把耶稣的心切开来给我们看。
See it again, verse 38.
我们再看三十八节。
Jesus once more deeply moved came to the tomb.
耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前。
He's triggered by verse 37.
他因为三十七节，他的心被动了。
When they said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?"
他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗
？It isn't just death, but human unbelief in the face of death.
这不单单是死，是我们人类的不信，在面对死亡的时候，我们还是不信神。
They just don't see that Jesus is offering life.
他们看不见耶稣正在赐给我们生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
He who believes in me will live.
信我的人必得永生。
Even though he dies,
就算是你死了。
And whoever believes in me, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
信我又生的就不会死。
Do you believe this?
你相信这个事情吗？
That's what Jesus says.
这是耶稣说的。
And so it's a failure to see that God alone is the source of life.
这是因为我们不能够看见耶稣自己，他是生命的源头。
When we refuse to believe God,
当我们去拒绝相信神的时候
，it breaks God's heart.
这会伤耶稣的心。
It outrages the heart of Jesus.
这使到耶稣的心很伤痛。
And so we may need to repent of our failure to trust Him.
我们要为我们不相信神，我们去求他原谅我们。
Especially in the face of death.
但我们特别是我们面对死亡的时候。
Death will come sooner or later to all of us.
我们每一个人很快将来或者是现在很快的时间我们会面对死亡。
And those we love.
一些我们所爱的人。
And when we do face that,
当我们真的要面对这个死亡的时候
，What we believe about Jesus will be more obvious than anything else.
我们相信耶稣是神这一个事实呢，比其他的还要重要。
And that's what makes Jesus glad.
这也是会使耶稣高兴的事情。
Have a look at verse 41.
我们再看四十一节。
Jesus prays, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
耶稣举目望天说父啊我感谢你因为你已经听我
I knew that you always hear me but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here that they may believe that you sent me
我也知道你常听我但我说这话是为周围站坐的众人叫他们信你差我来
You see Jesus is glad he wasn't there in person when Lazarus died
耶稣很高兴当拉撒路死的那一刻他没有在当场
Because he did this so that you would believe
因为他这么做是因为他要大家相信
See, Christian faith is belief in a person
我们的信心基督徒的信心是相信那位有位格的
Not just belief in a concept
不是一个概念
Jesus came so you and I would put our faith in him.
耶稣对我们说我们要把我们的信心放在耶稣的身上。
Not just acknowledge certain concepts.
不是单单承认一些概念的事情。
When he says, I am the resurrection and the life, and he invites us to trust him, will we believe him?
当他说我是复活，我是生命，他正在邀请我们去相信他。
Nothing gladdens the heart of Jesus more than women and men believing in him.
没有一个人，我们男男女女都相信神这个事实，能够叫耶稣的心欢喜。
Are we gladdening the heart of Jesus?
我们是有使到耶稣的心高兴吗？
Or will he be outraged by our unbelief?
或者说他会为我们的不信他觉得很悲伤呢？
Number three, Jesus' mission.
第三个，耶稣的使命。
As you're reading through,
我们在看下去的时候呢
，Jesus is teaching us about himself.
耶稣告诉我们他是谁。
Both sisters say in their grief, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died."
两姐妹在他们的悲痛中，他们说。主啊，如果你在的话，我的兄弟必不死。
And they get two completely different responses.
但是他们之间有两个很不同的反应。
Did you notice that?
你留意到吗
？With Martha, Jesus argues. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
所以马大呢，耶稣会跟他来提出反驳，他说我就是复活，我是生命。
With Mary, he just weeps with her and comforts her.
对玛利亚呢，他只是跟玛利亚一起哭，一起去安慰她。
Jesus claims to be God.
耶稣称自己就是那位神。
He has the power of the resurrection life.
他是有能力从死里面复活的神。
With Mary, Jesus is showing himself to be human.
对玛利亚来说，他把自己人子的一面来展现出来。
God in the flesh.
道成肉身。
A real man.
是一个真实的人。
Weeping.
在哪里哭？
His love for them pulls him into their devastation.
他对人们的爱使到他十分十分伤痛。
Powerful deity, vulnerable humanity.
很强大的神，有了一个很脆弱的肉身。
Fully God, fully man.
完全的神和完全的人。
That means Jesus can bring the grace and truth to you and I that we need.
这意味着耶稣可以带来你我需要的恩典和真理。
Some people need comfort and support.
有些人需要安慰，有些人需要支持。
Sometimes we just need to hear the truth.
有时候我们只需要明白真理。
And we all need both at various times in our life.
我们在我们生命里面的每一刻，我们可能就需要两方面的。
The idea of God is an abstraction.
对神这个事情呢，我们可能是觉得是很抽象的。
But Jesus is not. Jesus is a human being.
耶稣不是的，他是一个人子。
God in the flesh.
神取了肉身。
And as you see him in the pages of the New Testament.
你可以在新约圣经里面的不同的章节里面。
In words and wonderful deeds.
在他的字跟他所行的所有的神所做的事情上面。
In grace and truth.
在恩典和真理。
In power and humility.
在能力和谦卑的里面。
Nothing he does falls short.
他所做的每一样事情都是令到我们惊讶的。
And he takes your breath away.
他会叫你的喘不过气来。
And he shows you the glory of God.
他会给你看见神的荣耀。
Verse 40.
在第四十节。
Then Jesus said, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？
That's what changes your life.
这是可以改变你生命的事情。
See, this miracle shows us he didn't just come to fight for us.
这个神迹告诉我们，他不是单单来为我们来战斗。
He came to die for us.
他为我们死。
This is the climax.
这就是这个高潮的地方。
The seventh sign.
第七个神迹。
The turning point.
这也是一个转捩点。
The hinge of John's gospel.
也是这个约翰福音的一个连结的地方，关键的地方。
The first half of John is all about Jesus' life.
在第一部分呢，前面的部分是关耶稣的生活。
The second half is all about his death.
第二部分呢，也讲到他的死亡。
And it says, from that day on.
这里讲到从那一天开始。
They plotted his death.
他们计划要取灭他。
They decided to take his life.
他们想办法要取走耶稣的生命。
So this miracle is the thing that sealed Jesus' death.
这个神迹呢，盖上耶稣要死这个印。
This is the irony.
这是一个很讽刺的事情。
This is the turning point.
这也是一个转捩点。
The only way to get Lazarus out of the tomb.
只有一个可以令到拉撒路从这个坟墓里面起来的。
Was for Jesus himself to die.
就是让耶稣自己死。
The only way to save us.
只有唯一的方法能够拯救我们
is if he experienced the death we deserve.
他为我们去经历这个死亡，是 这个死亡是我们应该得到的惩罚。
Behold how he loves him.
看啊，我们看他多么的爱他。
Not just his tears.
不是单单他的眼泪。
He did this for Lazarus.
他为拉撒路做了这件事情。
And he does it for you.
他也为你做了。
See how he loves you.
看看他多爱你。
All right, four practical applications.
有四个实际的应用。
Firstly,
第一。
Yeah. Firstly, why?
第一，为什么？
It's hard to know why God is letting you go through whatever it is that you're going through.
很难知道为什么神让你经历一些你正在现在经历的一些事情。
And I know some of you are going through terrible suffering.
我知道有些人正在经历一些痛苦的事情。
And have friends who are suffering.
我有一个朋友，他正在受苦。
And family who are struggling.
他的家人也为他在挣扎。
And even though you don't always understand,
但是虽然我们不是经常我们会明白事情，明白这些受苦的事情。
When you believe Jesus,
但是如果我们相信主耶稣，
you realize it's not because he doesn't love you.
我们会认识到不是因为他不爱你。
Sorry, that's a double negative. Don't blame Jesus for suffering.
不要为耶稣你的受苦来责备耶稣。
Secondly,
第二，
all love is sacrifice.
所有的爱都是有牺牲的。
All love is suffering for other people.
所有的爱是为别人来做出一些牺牲。
Bearing one another's burdens.
我们为彼此的来承担一些重担。
Visiting a friend in need is sacrificial.
你去探望一个你朋友需要的朋友是有一些代价的。
In fact, there's no way to really love people without sharing in suffering.
真的是我们如果说爱人，我们没有付上一些痛苦是不可能的。
And so look what he did for you.
看看他为你做了什么。
That will give you strength to do that for others.
那么这会给你有力量为别人也做一些事情。
And that's the essence of the Christian life.
这也是基督徒我们生活的本质，应该是这样子的。
Three.
第三。
If Jesus really is this powerful and great,
如果耶稣真的如此的强大和伟大。
You need to take the limits off your Christian life.
我们要把我们的限制把它挪开，放大自己。
If you're saying, yes, I'm living for Jesus,
如果你说是的，我要为耶稣而活。
But what are the limits?
但你有什么限制吗？
I just want to do this bit.
我只是想做这一点点。
If you have a God who dies for you,
如果你有一位愿意 为你死的神，
you can't respond mildly.
你不能 很温柔的这么 就这样子回应。
You have to give him everything.
你要把所有的献给他。
All of your life.
你整个生命。
If he's that great.
因为他是如此的伟大。
You can't just call him up when you've got a problem.
你不能只是说叫他需要的时候才求他。
Yeah, Jesus, just fix this for me, please. Thanks. See ya.
耶稣啊，请你帮忙把这件事情弄啊，帮我做好好吗？
When you need him,
当你需要他的时候，
you need to come to him.
你需要来到他的面前。
But you need to also give him all of your life.
你同时也要把你整个生命交给他。
Take the limits off your Christian life.
把你的限制移走。
Fourthly,
第四。
Hear the words of Jesus and live.
听从耶稣的话而生活。
It's not just Lazarus who hears and lives.
不单单是拉撒路听了耶稣呼喊他，然后他就生存了，活下来了。
Jesus wants that for everyone.
耶稣要我们每一个人经历同样的。
Jesus' words demand a response.
耶稣的话需要我们去回应。
To come and follow him.
来跟随我。
And I want to encourage you to do just that.
我真的鼓励大家要做耶稣要我们做的事。
To trust in Jesus' death for you.
要相信耶稣为我们死是为我们而死。
So you can live the resurrection life.
因此我们可以或有一个复活的生命。
Amen.
Amen.